Well, good morning. Well, it's morning for me anyway. It is a Monday morning in my world, and it is 6:30 in the morning. And what on earth would I be doing up at 6:30 in the morning on my day off, you might ask? Well, I am heading out to my father's house out into the country because he needs, I need to go visit him because I haven't seen him for probably a month, maybe more. So I'm going to go out there, help him install a new TV and hook up all his devices, satellites, DVD player and all that. Also, he's having problems with his truck, so I have gonna take my scan tool, my DRB scan tool, and plug it in and see what's going on with his truck. He's got a check engine light on. The question is, which way should we go? Let's go this way. So we're in the Deliverator. The sun has not quite come up yet. I'm hoping to beat the traffic out of the city, but I'm kind of late. I always have grand plans of getting out on the road early and then not following through because I'm tired and I like to sleep too. So we're going to go... We are going, I think I've told you before, my dad lives out in the country, east of Vancouver. So, we'll be taking the freeway out east for about an hour. But, to have some fun, I'm going to find myself a little windy road before I get to the freeway. And, we will toddle along. So it's dark here still. I don't know when the sun comes up. Probably 7 o'clock, maybe. I do see it peaking. I think the sun's peaking up over the horizon here. I see a bit of light in the... off in the distance. So today is my day off of work. I had to work Friday night and Saturday night, which are typically fairly busy, but man, oh man, I was so busy Friday night, you wouldn't believe it. I've never been that busy before. So, good golly, did I ever have to work hard on Friday night. Saturday night wasn't much better, it was a little less, but, holy man. I was tired after that work week. So we have a bit of cloudy sky. Like a low overcast sky. It's supposed to rain this afternoon and then it will be not raining. It's not raining at the moment, but... So it's going to be a not bad day. The rest of the week is going to be not bad. And then it's going to rain again around Thursday, when I have to go back to work. So that's not bad. I don't mind if it's raining when I'm at work. Okay, let's not try to kill any pedestrians here at this intersection. So, I have to tell you about this movie that I saw called Mysterious Skin. It had Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in it. Fantastic actor. The topic is a bit creepy, though. It was about pedophilia. But, man, was it ever a beautifully crafted movie. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt is such a fantastic actor. An amazing performance that he gave in that show. In fact, every performance... every actor did a fantastic job. I highly recommend this movie, Mysterious Skin. Just really an amazing film experience. Beautifully shot too. It's really just some fabulous setups in it, and oh, it was really nicely done. So put that in your Netflix or your Zip or whatever you, however you rent your movies. Check it out, because it's a great show, but you're not going to be doing cartwheels after it, though. I'll just warn you about that. Oh, there goes a train. So a couple of new shows. One is A Cup of Fresh Hell Served with a Side of Heaven. I've been having good conversations with RJ from that podcast. Hi, RJ. Been really enjoying emailing RJ. We've been going back and forth for quite a few days now. So they're just up to episode 4, I believe. I've only been able to listen to one or two shows so far. But it's cute. It's a good show. So I'm sure you've heard about it on other shows. I have heard it mentioned elsewhere as well. Wimby's who else? Maybe Big Fatty, I guess. Big Fatty, the jumping off point for the internet. So go to Big Fatty's website, bigfattyonline.com, and go check out A Cup of Fresh Hell. What I usually do is I give you three chances. You have three chances to convince me. So I will listen to three episodes. And if I'm not sold by the third episode, that's it, man. You're out of there. I'm on to something else. Because, you know, I was complaining before about not having enough, about thinking that the podcasts were getting a bit light. I was running out of content to listen to. Now I have so much content that I can't keep up with it. So I guess you should be careful what you wish for. Oh, big railroad tracks here. Oh, I'll be looking forward to driving the BMW again. I've been bashing around in this bone-crushing sports car for a couple of weeks now. Oh, love this. So now, ooh, corner's coming up. Woohoo! Oh, baby, yeah. Awesome. Oh, yeah. So, it's a little bit slippery out there. One of my listeners called in and asked me, how do I decide which car I'm going to drive? Well, it's a very complicated algorithm, in fact. It depends on the price of gas which vehicle has the most gas in it. If one is too low and the gas is too expensive, then I won't drive that car. So that's one aspect. Second is, I'm not allowed to drive a different car until I've cleaned the last one and washed it and put it away properly. So that's a factor as well. So I can't switch cars until I wash the last car that was driven. So that falls into it. And then, it's also based on the job, whatever. Like, if I need to carry a lot of people, of course, we'll take the spy car, because it's, seats 5. And, but if I want to go for a tear and have fun, I'll take the Deliverator, which is only a 2-seater. So now, ideally, because we're doing a highway trip, I should really be in the spy car today. But because the Deliverator is really dirty, because I haven't washed it since track day, And it's been raining like crazy around here. It had to sit outside at work and get all rained on and dirty. So because it's dirty, I have to wash it. Plus, it's going to rain again today, and there's no point in taking out a nice clean car if you know it's going to get rained on, especially if you have an already dirty car, right? So why make extra work for yourself? So we're going to tough it out today and take the Deliverator out to the country. But to make up for that, I'll be taking some back country roads so that we can have a little bit of fun. So that's mostly how we decide which vehicle to use. I'm actually looking forward to getting rid of this Deliverator and being able to drive the spy car again. Because it's been a long time since we've taken that car out for a run. So it's going to get a bit noisy here. I think maybe I will just shut her down until I get off of the freeway, because you may be having difficulty hearing me, and we'll chat a little later. Okay, so we have just left Father's house. I'm on the back roads in the Deliverator. I hope this isn't overmodulated, because I got the recording levels spiked up, because I've not been happy with the level. The quality's been good of my recordings, but the levels are really quiet, and I got them maxed out as much as little poor old GarageBand can handle. So I've got them bumped up on the Zoom today. Don't you pull out in front of me, mister. Don't you pull out in front of me. Oh, I can't believe it. So I had a good visit with my pa. Passing lane. Woohoo! Sorry, buddy. But you can't be pulling out in front of a sports car. Come on. There we go. 120, fifth gear, 3,400 RPMs. There's been a lot of police out on the roads today. I hope I'm not going to get nailed. You know, this is one of those roads where the cops, you can't see very far. Oh, here we go again. Pulled out in front of. Oh, brake, brake, brake. This is one of those roads where the police like to pop out on you. You can't see them coming, so you can't really prepare. But soon we'll be out, we'll be away from where all the police hang out. So I had a good visit with my pa. He had quite a bit of chores for me to do, which I really appreciate. I don't mind helping my dad at all. So today we took his truck for a test drive with the scanner and figured that his catalytic converter is shot, so he's going to need a new catalytic converter, which isn't a completely necessary piece of equipment if he lived in the city, he'd probably have to fix his vehicle, because we have emission testing that we have to go through in order to insure your vehicle in the city. But he lives out in the country, so I don't think he is, he doesn't need to pass emission tests. So he doesn't really need to fix the catalytic converter. So it's not really a big deal. Except he might get terrible fuel mileage. So we did that. He got a new TV, so I helped him set up his TV and rewire all his devices. He's got a DVD recorder and satellite dish, VHS, all that kind of stuff. I piped into this new TV, set him up, and helped him wrote out some instructions so that he can figure out how to turn the TV on to the proper input. And we had breakfast together, and it was good. It was a nice visit. So I'm really exhausted from my work, because I worked so hard the last couple of nights of work. Now, how come gas is it's cheaper out here? It's 1 cent cheaper than what I just paid in the big city, the little big city, the country. Why is that? It's not fair. Anyway, so I'm really super tired. My God, I feel like an old man. So I told you earlier, I've been enjoying talking to RJ from A Cup of Fresh Hell podcast. So someone who actually appreciates the videos, the first comment I got about the videos. So thank you, RJ. I'm glad you're enjoying the videos, because I thought it was a waste of time putting them out there. Well, don't tell me you're going the same way. Don't go my way. Go somewhere else. It's the country. There's so many other places that you could be going. Why do you have to drive down my country road? I haven't had much feedback on the videos that I've been putting out. I know they're a bit weird. You really have to be a total car enthusiast. And I know most of my listeners right now are just other podcasters, and each podcaster has his own interests, so I'm not really expecting anyone to get a real kick or any benefit out of those videos. But RJ certainly does, so thank you, RJ. So I will have to put up more videos for you. If anyone else out there is enjoying the videos, by all means, let me know. I'd appreciate it anyway. You don't have to let me know, because I know what a pain in the ass it is when podcasters say, write me a letter, give me a review on iTunes, and whatever. Join me on Facebook. Oh, I hate all that bullshit. Do not write me a review. You do not need to write me a review in iTunes. You do not need to join me on Facebook, because I do not have Facebook. If you want to join me on Twitter, I'm Faye Driver, FeyDriver, on Twitter. And you can email me. You know where to email me. Yeah, so it's a nice, not a bad day. It's a little bit muggy in the city here, or out here in Vancouver. 11 degrees. We have an overcast sky. I'd say a ceiling of about maybe 3,000 feet. It's pretty low. Ooh, lots of moisture-heavy cumulus clouds over us. So there's a chance. We have forecasted rain. In the picture, so we're gonna get some rain, but it's pretty warm, so it'll be a nice warm rain. I have to get my ass home and wash this car and put it away so that I can take the spy car out that I haven't driven in who knows how long. Okay, so here we are. We're on some awesome back roads. Really nice, hard, tight corners. These ones always have a bit of dirt over around the edges, because there's potholes around them. Another 40 kilometer recommended speed. What am I doing? 110? Oh, shit's flying around in the cabin. Okay, oh, lovely. Man, those tires are amazing. I don't believe I didn't get better tires sooner. running is, it's all farmland out here. It's all completely flat, with the exception of a couple of farmhouses, farm buildings, barns, and warehouses. There's nothing out here. So if you think I'm driving like a maniac asshole, there's actually not anything out here except for the occasional pheasant and maybe an odd butterfly now and then. Because I don't want you to think that I drive irresponsibly, you know. I don't like to drive fast where there's a lot of traffic or where there's a lot of built-up houses or kids or people or anything like that. I'm not one of those drivers. I do like to drive fast, but I only like to drive fast in the safest conditions that I can find. Such as, my favorite thing is getting up at like 5 o'clock in the morning in the summertime, just as the sun's coming up, and getting out on the road when nobody else is on the road. That's when I go out driving. Oh, I left the traction control on. Damn it! Don't power out on me. Come on. Ugh, turn that off. Thank you. Oh, I still got that shit flying around. Oh, well. We're gonna be done soon here. Whoa. So, I almost got nailed, actually, by the coppers this morning. I was flying along on the freeway, and there was a cop who was pulled into one of those emergency-only, you know, divider roads where you can cross from one freeway over to the other, an emergency pull-out thing. And, I don't know, he must have been playing on his laptop or something, because I spotted him before he spotted me and managed to slow down before I got a ticket. So that was lucky. Okay, I think I'm done. I don't have much more to say at the moment. Thank you everyone who's been writing in. I'm sorry I don't have my list of who's been writing in or making comments on the blog, but I certainly do appreciate it. And I don't know when I'm going to podcast next. There's nothing exciting going on other than finishing my taxes. I don't know if I made that clear, but taxes are done. Done, done, done. So, praise the Lord for that. I'm going to go home and go to bed. All right. Checking out. This is the Faye Driver. Thanks for listening.